Chapter 11. They must have perished had they not on three occasions found a loaf of bread and a jug of water set near them. No doubt the charitable being to whom they owed their lives was unable to do more for them. Sir William wondered whether this might not have been the work of the strange sprite who had lured them to the very spot where James Starr and his companions lay. However that might be, the engineer, Match, Simon, and Harry Ford were saved. They were assisted to the cottage, passing through the narrow opening which the bearer of the strange light had apparently wished to point out to Sir William. This was a natural opening. The passage which James Starr and his companions had made for themselves with dynamite had been completely blocked up with rocks laid one upon another. So, then, whilst they had been exploring the vast cavern, the way back had been purposely closed against them by a hostile hand. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.